The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
It's Tuesday. It's time now for your hot releases. They'll be released upon you independently, first by Toledo, then by Brett. You're being double teamed. But we're all the same age, so it's all right. I get an email from a guy that says, man, Vesely's right. You didn't take any chances. I was grabbing cans and muff in the eighth grade.
There you go.
Yes, exactly. I guess by not assaulting women, I'm the guy who took no chance.
Oh, God. Because that woke pussy again.
By the by, the guy who emailed, I also know, was in jail for a good portion of his life.
He got caught. What do you want me to do?
That's the difference.
You guys are nuts. It's time for your hot releases. I'm glad you guys can side together. You two chatted
out. My bro.
Still never did that to a child, even as a child.
Assault.
The assault edition. Statute of limitations. Toledo's here to give you all the digital downloads for movies, TV, and all that stuff. What do you got? There's a lot today. I was looking on.
There's
a bunch
ton of stuff to get to today. Gaming is all over the place. There's a bunch of downloadable content for parents. Fortnite Season 7, Chapter 2 is out, and Minecraft, The Caves and Cliffs. So if your kids still play Fortnite or Minecraft, which they do.
Kirby?
A little bit.
She's done with the Minecraft.
She might be getting a little bit old.
Oh, no. It's a kid's game? I thought that
I never played it.
It's for like 12 under.
Oh. You kind of go back. And,
it's a King of the Hill game.
Oh, okay.
So it's like you go in, but it's
It never ended, though.
Yeah. And the new seasons, they just put you on a different island with different stuff.
What was the one where it just kind of went into a little pinhole and stopped for a few days and then came back? Was that Minecraft?
That might have been Minecraft.
That might have been Minecraft.
Just all of a sudden, the whole universe shut down for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah, because they had to rebuild the servers.
They rebuilt that, yeah. So everybody lost their minds. It's just all went to a little screen.
Craziness. So this is The Elder Scrolls. This is one that Fitz plays a lot of. Kind of a fantasy thing. Blackwood is the name of their latest downloadable trailer or content.
A pretty blonde woman has fallen. It won't be tolerated.
What is that?
Big thing with an axe.
That's a big axe. What are you just standing there for? You're not going to beat that.
It's like an Iron Maiden album cover or something.
It does. That's Eddie.
You have to fight an Iron Maiden album cover. That's actually a great game. Just the guy gets lost in album cover art and has to fight. Like each level is another album cover you have to fight. Like Journey.
That is a good idea.
Had those weird
scarabs.
I don't know what this is. And then Christopher Cross has a massive flamingo you have to. That'd be great. Right? You just invented a great
genius.
Game.
Let's do it.
And the goal is to be the album cover at the end. You pose.
Yeah, there you go.
You collect all the album covers.
You do like a Kenny Loggins.
Yeah. At the end, it's just your face. Well, that would be the worst one. Is that the Michael McDonald's too close to his face album covers? You just can't get away from that giant mouth.
All right.
I'm going to eat you.
Oh, nice. That is pretty sweet.
Yes, that's it. I got Brett a Michael McDonald shirt. I accidentally ordered two of them.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's a big. It almost looks like Garth Brooks.
It's going to look good
though.
On you.
I can't wait.
My problem with that is.
Yeah, it's close.
That I could think people would think that's Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks doesn't have that much hair, though.
But it is from shoulders to hips.
Somebody Michael McDonald's smack face. You trying to.
We got to put it on you and put it on Facebook.
All right, I'll put
as
it on.
A gift I gave Brett. Oh, that's a great idea, though. Somebody needs to call like Rockstar.
Say,
we're fighting album covers. And then each one, you own the album. And while you're fighting it, the music from that record plays.
What's that studio here locally? THQ that used to do those games. They'd send us those games.
How many
Get
albums?
Those guys in
like even Metallica's Black Album. It's just an opaque room. And then you got to try to find the Metallica logo and stuff and fight it. in the dark.
I'm right around the M.
Oh, be amazing.
All right, now this game, I wouldn't look forward to this game. It's called Later Daters. It's a dating simulation game.
Oh, so you can pretend to be on dates online.
So why are there any incels if you can do this?
Domicile for the elderly, affectionately known as Ye Olde.
It's the village's dating video game?
The Playboy Mansion has nothing on this even for loving.
Wait a minute.
Whether you're looking for a partner in Rich or a tantric breathing buddy, there's someone for everyone at Ye Olde. Featuring a cast of captivating silver foxes.
Apparently.
You bang old people?
Apparently, yeah. And they're charging you money for this.
Sexy senior.
Is this the other way usually that you charge old people to have sex with you?
You would think.
That's what old prostitutes do, I thought.
Final Fantasy has been around for, what, 20 years or more?
I was going to say, that's still around. Wow.
So this is Final Fantasy VII. It's a remake. They apparently totally remade it, and it's out today.
Weird. Aerith is an ancient.
So it's the same game, just
probably
better graphics.
Probably the last one living.
You know you're not just any little girl.
You see the eyes on these video games?
You're
you know who's got them?
Of the ancients.
The Joker for
you're
the Nuggets.
Wrong.
He's got Red
I'm
Dead Redemption eyes. His eyes don't look
older,
finished.
And you're a famous soldier.
So that's
that looks terribly boring.
And the other biggest one today is Sony is putting out a new Ratchet and Clank game.
Oh yeah,
the Rift Apart for the PS5.
Forgot about
these. Damn it!
And I never really got into these. I think I was a little bit too old. But this is Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart.
Yeah, I got a good addition to the album cover game.
Clank, where am I? A wombax? Who are you?
I'm Rivet. Let's go for a ride.
I got some Devo
Wait,
in the background.
I have to find my friend.
All right, I'm bored. So,
updated Ratchet and Clank. It is what it is.
By the way, Casey Chinizaz says, you get through all the album covers, and at the very end, you fight the giant naked baby from Nevermind.
Oh, yeah, you gotta dodge it.
Nirvana's baby is the last one. You gotta go underwater and fight the naked baby. Without people like saying you're trying to touch a naked baby.
What about the Red Hot Chili Peppers Mother's Milk one then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, man. Got to get through a lot of uncomfortable situations. Or what about, remember, this is a weird one, but the Black Crowes had Amorica, and it was a picture of a woman in a bikini bottom
that's
and
right.
all
with
the pubic hair.
Yeah.
The pubes are coming. You got to fight through that forest.
Just a rain of pubic hair.
Album cover. The game would be awesome. Like, get the Maiden stuff. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Just go through Judas all those
Priest
Judas Priest, Maiden. You got all those albums that are just like creepy, weird.
All those Katero
albums. Every 80s album.
Yeah, Katero's albums, yes.
Just constantly getting whipped around by those demons and dragons.
Throw down with Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Oh,
no. No. We're not doing your game.
Then you'd get the hot girl one from Rat.
No, you don't go with like real people ones until it's like an offensive naked baby.
All right.
You don't just... Like, look what the cat dragged in and four transvestites. Although that might be
no, not the band. Well, that's a nightmare. But just a hot girl on it would be all right.
What are you going to have your wife fighting her?
Because? I don't know.
That would be a break. Like, every right. level you go to, you get a hot girl album. You get to bang, like, in, Grand Theft Auto.
Beating the big bad boss. You get to finally
get
a break.
The good one. Then you get to bang the hot girl from the Cars thing. And I like this game. Keep inventing, Brett. That's a good one.
Right. Streaming services are loaded with releases. Netflix has a new movie out called Awake. Chaos ensues after a global event wipes out all electronics and takes away humankind's ability to sleep.
We lose sleep and electronics?
An ex-soldier with a troubled past may hold the key to a cure in the form of her own daughter.
Nobody's sleeping. Oh, she dozed off. Oh, that's right, as it's happening.
Yeah.
Ooh, and then they got hit by a car.
I don't know what the hell happened. Power's out everywhere. Cars, too.
So cars don't work.
So basically,
here.
It's Maximum Overdrive revisited.
I have not seen that.
Oh, there you go.
It is. Yeah, when the machine struck back to you.
We don't know what caused it.
Maximum Overdrive with girls.
Or why
pretty
occurred.
Much. And what else was it?
So
didn't War of the Worlds do the same thing, too?
Yeah, kind
of,
yeah. They controlled all everything.
Minimum Overdrive.
One for Brady and the Bitch Barn, Wish Dragon, a new animated show on Netflix, animated movie, I should say.
You got to fight Rolling Stone's Sticky Fingers album.
Oh, that's right,
of a
the
dude's
zipper.
Crotch
that's
right. And a zipper. That's great. This is a good idea. Oh, what was the next thing? Sorry.
This is a Wish Dragon for the Bitch Barn and Brady.
Oh, Brady, you can watch Wish Dragon tonight and smoke cigars with your daughter. Man cave.
Greetings, great master. The heavens have opened. Your wishes will be...
Oh, a peasant boy. Well, this will be easy.
You're going to watch that. That's going to be in the Bitch Barn.
Yep. That won't happen.
Yes, it will.
Right. No, I'm going to tell you, she doesn't like that crap.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're positive?
Uh-huh. I'm not buying it.
Bank it.
All right.
Here's one for John.
Yes.
Tonight.
Is it start tonight?
The Bachelorette.
I don't like who they chose. I don't find her attractive at all.
Katie is the perfect girl.
You ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Yeah,
the girl they chose.
With you.
Yeah, she's not good looking.
She's funny.
She's sex positive.
She's perfect.
Are you naked? I can come back another time. Can someone just tell me when fantasy suites are, please?
No, she wants to bone everybody.
Man, no kidding.
Good on you, kid. That's why you're there.
It is why you're there.
And it's exactly why you're there, to have loads of sex with multiple people without ever getting in trouble for it.
Yes, Brady, that happens.
It's the American dream, Brady.
What?
Yeah, to be in a relationship with nine people at once, become a celebrity for it, and never get yelled at. Everything that celebrities go to, like sex rehab and all this other stuff, The Bachelorette's a show.
This is training.
Yeah, this is it. It's like, oh, what a terrible person. He has to go to sex rehab. He had multiple partners. And then this show's on, and it's women swoon over it. Oh, my God, who's she going to choose? She's banged everybody in the room.
All right, our boy Nick Romance. Cage has a new movie out on Hulu. It's called Willy's Wonderland.
No one's going to see it, baby girl, but watch
this. It actually
this.
Looks kind of interesting.
Does it? You'll see. It's garbage.
All right.
Welcome
the shots
to Willy's Wonderland. Spend the night cleaning Willy's Wonderland, and I will pay to have your car fixed.
This is a Nick Cage movie. The man was a... Oscar nominee. He might have won one. He did.
Let's get the hell out of here. I can't stand to hear a grown man scream.
This place has a dark history. I know the bullshit story they told you.
Oh, jeez, Louise with the cursing lady.
You're here to be a human sacrifice.
No, there's going to be more cussing.
Have you been listening to a word I've been saying?
Yes,
baby girl. You're going to die in here.
I'm just here to clean. That's what I do. Yeah.
I don't want to watch that.
I'm in.
Come on.
He's just a janitor. Nick
what?
Cage.
He's a janitor.
Hyper-focused.
Who kills?
He's got...
He's going to have to fight
what
back.
What the hell was that? He's compulsive.
Yeah,
look at that.
Let me go back.
The kid monsters are going to kill him in this thing.
All right.
Not on my watch, baby monster.
All right. I am going to watch
yes.
this.
Damn it. Yes.
That's a hate Come watch on. There.
That is.
Kill.
All oh, right. wait, there were cans in it. Oh, this might
is this Netflix
strong.
In or is this Prime?
This is Hulu.
Hulu, okay.
This is on Hulu. Willy's oh, Wonderland.
Man, Willy's Wonderland. It's right behind my zipper, baby girl.
HBO Max has a second season of Betty, which is apparently a girl's skate show.
Jeez. What is it?
I don't know.
You just don't want it. It's a girl show.
About girl skaters.
Oh, yeah, he's right.
Move okay, on. Move on.
Girl skateboarding?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care
yeah,
about
I'm
that.
On this one.
The only time I was interested in that was Tom Petty's video about the girl that was on the half pipe because she was so hot. But.
All right, the big theatrical release this week is In the Heights. It's out in theaters and on HBO Max.
What's this one?
It's from Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, the guy who gave you Hamilton.
Yep.
And he's writing about his hometown of Washington Heights.
That's it?
In New York. It's Brooklyn, right?
No story?
I don't know.
All right. Boroughs. Everybody sit down. Sit down.
Yes!
It's a story. Washington Heights, a borough?
A block that was disappearing.
Block. Wait a minute. Blocks can be their own things
now?
Yeah.
Well, in New York.
Washington way. Heights. The streets.
That is not how you say Washington.
Were made
not Washington.
Music.
You probably never heard my... It's Hamilton
That's
for
a very
Puerto Rican.
Lin-Manuel
Hamilton!
Yeah,
Hamilton! And Washington!
Right. I watch it because I think it's, you know, I like musicals, I'm not going to lie.
You're going to have some swag afterwards.
Another big release.
Oh, yeah, I'll wander around. I'll have a little bit of an accent.
We'll get you a shirt.
Day or two.
We'll get you a shirt.
President Washington.
All right, the other big release on Disney Plus this week, Wednesday, is Loki, the series premiere.
Oh, what's the news? Yeah, they announced that he's gender fluid. Loki has no gender.
Why do we have to announce that?
Because Marvel wants us to know that Loki has no gender, or he doesn't identify.
It's not necessarily just Disney and Marvel trying to be woke. It's Norse
and I see the
mythology. Loki
to
once took on the form of a mare and was impregnated by a stallion.
Wow.
And gave birth to an eight-legged horse named Slipnar.
I want to see that episode.
So game on for for Loki.
So he can shapeshift, which is not the same thing as gender fluidity.
I think it's a little different, too.
You're going to just confuse the kids who are gender fluid.
He's taking it to a next level.
Just a quick message. If you are gender fluid, you can't morph into a mare.
One last little nugget. General Mills is selling a limited edition version of Lucky Charms, calling it Loki Charms.
Okay. You
picked up They're mischievously delicious.
I want you to help us fix it.
The Owen Wilson will be out every week on Wednesday on Disney Plus.
About one of the only ones done with Marvel.
I've been finished with them forever.
I don't think you're one of the only ones. Okay. I think a lot of people are there.
I don't think I've watched
it. I'm going to watch it.
I watched the WandaVision, and it was good till the last episode. And then, for the most part, I haven't liked any of the Marvel stuff. I think it's low bar, boring. I like the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I like the Falcon and the Snowman.
And then Apple Plus.
It's the same. Like, to me, it's nothing different. Like, they do the same stuff over and over.
Apple Plus has a new series called Home Before Dark. It's a mystery inspired by the reporting of a 9-year-old journalist. When a young girl and her family move back to a small town her father left behind, her pursuit of the truth leads to the unearthing of a long-buried cold case.
So wait, she goes looking for her dad?
It's been really nice and quiet around here. This is a warning.
What's it called? Girl Toledo?
Home Before Dark.
Where have you been all day?
At the crime scene.
Crime scene. When he left, your dad said he would never move back.
Young Nancy How Drew. Come?
But real.
Where's Jay Cutler?
The second a child is solving a murder.
Come on, man.
I can't play along. I can't do it.
Care.
If the cops can't do it, the kid's not going to figure it out. It's just not happening. She might stumble across a clue, but she's not going to break down the case. I can't stand when they put kids in charge of stuff.
Some other notable ones. Billions on Amazon Season 4 premieres. Flack Season Loads 2 on Amazon. And for you, Card Sharks Season 3 on Hulu.
Which one?
Hosted by Joel McHale.
Oh, the new Card Sharks.
Brand new one.
That's not it. No, thank you.
Not as good? Not anywhere
no,
close?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Jim Perry? Bob Eubanks?
Top
I'll
nine.
Even give you the...
Eubanks did it?
Eubanks did it for the 80s. Perry did it during the 70s, and then he went on to host Sale of the Century. And maybe even a little bit of the guy who killed himself. Feud host.
Messages are coming through. Nick Cage doesn't have any lines in that movie.
He doesn't say a word?
Like, he doesn't say anything in the movie. That's what they're saying.
In all of that movie?
Yeah. It doesn't say one word. It's badass.
I'll do the movie, but I don't want to say anything. I can do all the acting with my face.
Jennifer and Josh, two different people, hit me all up with that one. So, yeah, no lines for Nick.
He's just a mute who cleans.
Apparently.
And fights weird monsters. I'm in. All right, musically, what's out? Quickly.
All right. AFI has got a new album, Bodies, that hit stores this week. And this.
I'm not saying anything on that either. I'm on the new AFI album. I just don't make a sound. I'm quiet about it.
And this is looking tragic.
Wait a minute, this may be boring. Is it less than a total?
Yeah.
What's Kid Rock have to say about this?
I'll tell you, I know what I'd say about it.
Thanks, Tom.
Meatballs.
Wait a minute.
So.
It's all meatballs.
Danny Elfman.
All right.
The composer and, of course, from Oingo Boingo. He's got a new album hitting stores. Big Mess, This Is True.
This is him by himself?
Yeah.
You look at his career. Oh, my God.
It's huge, and you would never...
He's everywhere. Let alone the Simpsons theme that's just iconic forever.
This has kind of got like a Nine Inch Nails type... Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah. So Danny Elfman in stores this week.
He does all Tim Burton stuff. You go down the list of the things he's accomplished and the music he's put together. The guy's career is insane.
Garbage. The album,
really?
Yeah, with Shirley Manson and Butch Vig.
How does she look?
They show her here.
Years.
They show her up here.
Not the same.
No.
No? Oh, no, never mind. She's aged.
She looked good back then. She had those really wide eyes, though.
Yeah, you weren't sure if she was, special or if they were hot.
Yeah.
Like, is she cat-like or do I need to, like...
She almost looked like a fly.
Yeah, is she going to lick windows or is she really sexy?
But this is No Gods, No Masters. It's the title track to their new album.
She went on and on about liking being peed on.
Oh, really?
When she was at The Zone, when I worked there, they came in and told her. She was telling Kevin Mannion, the program director at the time, that she enjoyed being peed on.
Huh.
And the reason she was doing this, because it was just about to come out in an interview where she'd mentioned it. And they made that the theme of the interview. And she goes, I do. I like it.
That first Garbage album was really good.
It was great.
You know, Stupid Girl. And
yeah.
Let's see.
And they were cool. And they were just kind of, especially for like a girl singer, she had that unapologetic kind of edge.
Maroon 5, they got a new album in stores this week. Jordy is the name of that one, and this is Beautiful Mistakes, featuring Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, right.
And it sounds like Adam's trying to rap a little bit now.
These guys just, like it or not,
those guys know how to write hits.
Write hit songs, I know. Yep.
Let's skip to Megan.
The Stallion. You did me wrong because I let you. Usually I like my situations beneficial. Doing something different got me looking stupid. So,
there you go. There's Megan the Stallion. Black Sabbath is re-releasing Sabotage, which is this is actually my favorite Sabbath album, but I know you're not a huge fan.
I'm not a big Sabbath guy.
But those riffs that Tony Iommi came up with are just insane.
I just don't think it's great. It's okay. I'm not a Sabbath guy. See, they always sound like a great garage band.
Yeah, in the early parts.
Yeah.
There's Ozzy singing here. Back when Ozzy remembered the words of his songs.
Yes, without help and without a guy singing them for him.
Let's see. Mammoth WVH.
Wolfie.
Yeah, it's Wolfie's album.
Wolfgang Van Halen's record.
Yeah, and that one is, it's self-titled, so let's see. Don't Back Down.
Rick's the one who hit me the idea why it's called Mammoth is because that's what Van Halen's original name is. And Wolfgang Van Halen is WHV, obviously. Should have just gone with Wolfgang.
Yeah.
Although Mammoth is a cool tribute. Is Alex on drums?
No.
No,
I don't think Uncle's helping at all on this.
Is that Wolfgang?
Yeah.
Yep.
Jesus.
He's a hefty.
Looks like that cooking show his mom had did some damage to him.
Oh, yeah.
Wolfgang's a big boy. Good for him.
Like Haley Joel Osment.
He does.
There's a few suggestions for the album.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah.
But you just can't compare it to Van Halen. I mean, and that's what everybody's going to do.
Right.
You
know? Is that the kid's got that hanging over him.
Swallow Dave Grohl.
Yeah. Mr. Bungle. They got a live album hitting stores, and you guys know that Mike Patton,
yeah.
Dave Lombardo from Slayer and Suicidal playing drums, and Scott Ian from Anthrax on guitar.
This is Mr. Bungle was always annoying people's favorite band.
Yeah.
But they were kind of fun.
You just don't get it, bro.
Yeah.
You just don't get it.
And I don't.
Yeah.
But they were kind of fun.
It's got a good groove to it, though.
Yeah. Mr. Bungle.
And last but not least, I just said the name of the band. Wrist Meat Razor is the name of this band.
Yeah.
this summer.
Oh, we gotta go.
All right, and we'll get to that next week.
Go and click it, quick. We got seconds.
That's enough.
All right, so there you go. Wrist Meat Razor.
There's your hot releases. Wrist Meat Razor. Man, there you are.
Nice brought to you by.
It's brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue out there in Avondale. If you want to get on that, ericsfamilybarbecue.com. That is an unbelievable place to grab your barbecue for sure. Thank you, Eric's Family Barbecue, for those hot releases. Now get some hot links.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.